Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson was invited to meet with the Rotary Club of Helena this month, updating the organization and its members on the numerous successes of the office. Secretary Jacobson explained the roles of the various divisions in the office and how each is dedicated to serving Montanans.
All of the people in the Secretary of State's office, we hire public servants that have a servant's heart, and we are here to serve everybody in our community. And so that's something that I'm very proud of with all of our staff. They are here to serve our businesses and our voters in Montana. So we get a lot of compliments, if you can believe it or not. We have a state agency, and we get compliments almost on a daily basis of just how our staff is serving our community. And we measure how we perform and how we serve our customers.
Secretary Jacobson highlighted the Montana Business Economic Report, as well as the state's record growth in new business registrations in 2021. She also acknowledged the Business Services Division's work with customers across the state and unveiled the exciting recent news of Montana's business filing fee reductions.
We look at the businesses in Montana as a partnership, and we are here to help create a pro-business climate. We were the first in the country to go completely digital with our business filings. And when we went digital in government, we were able to find efficiencies, and we have reduced our staff by half. I'm very proud to announce that with the reduction of staff, we've actually reduced the business filings for our businesses as well. So for a new business to get started in Montana, it used to be $70 and it's now $35.
As a member of the Montana Land Board, Secretary Jacobson discussed the significance of revenue raised for the various trust beneficiaries and also the importance of continuing public access across Montana.
School trust lands, I take this very serious. I'm a product of Montana school public school system, and so are all of our five kids. They were all born and raised, and most of them actually went through college here as well. And we've had many approvals of Montana timber sales, and we've had a lot of approvals on increasing public access.
As November's general election approaches, Secretary Jacobson recapped the successes of the June primary and explained the numerous best practices Montana implements when it comes to elections.
Voter registration, we just went through and updated all of our forms on just making sure clear communication. It's easy to read and understand and follow. We do pre-election testing. The counties do pre-election testing, and they make that open to the public. Paper ballots, we do an audit. We do a post-election audit. We'll have a random sample and have a count of the paper ballots to make sure that those numbers tie to what the tabulating equipment reported on the vote tallies. A lot of good best practices in Montana. Montana Secretary of State and the local election office are your trusted source of information. So I just encourage all of you to go directly to the election office or our office if you have any questions or concerns, because we will give you the accurate information that you're looking for.
For more information about the upcoming November general election, visit the Secretary of State's Vote Ready webpage. That's sosmt.gov/vote-ready.